Well, Stacy, welcome to the studio.
Thanks for having me, Dan.
So let's talk about the Future is Digital Challenge. I read in some of the materials that you sent out that from 2010 through 2016, digital jobs had the fastest wage growth rate and the second fastest job growth average.
Yes. Digital jobs are really the jobs of the future as we kind of prepare for what the future of work is going to look like. Making sure that we are equipped with those digital skills is one of the very best ways to do that. Especially too with, you know, with COVID happening, these are jobs that are able to be done from home in a lot of instances. Rural America, when you look at the overall job outlook, 15% of the workforce in America are working in digital jobs. But here in rural America, that number is only 5%. So when you know, like you just mentioned, that these jobs are growing faster and that the wages are growing faster for digital jobs, that gap is not good for our communities. So if we can get more digital workers working on those skills here, we can help get rid of that gap and make sure that those dollars stay here.
Is broadband access in rural areas part of why that number's so low or not necessarily?
I'm sure it definitely has a lot to do with that. I think a lot of our students with COVID and so many schools going online could speak to that as well right now.
That's a real challenge. And I know the state's trying to put more money into expanding broadband.
Yeah, and here locally, there's a lot of work being done on that, too.
Yeah.
I know Katie Hill, the wonderful library director at the Cape Public Library, she's working in a lot of different directions on broadband access for our area.
Especially with all the remote work, we've all come to realize how important fast internet is for doing our jobs.
Yeah, something you don't think about, but gosh, you sure do miss it when it's not there.
Absolutely. So you guys at Codify are trying to help solve this problem. Tell us what you're doing.
So Codify is a participating community with the Center on Rural Innovation called CORI. They've partnered with Udacity, a leader in online coding, to be able to offer these sponsored foundational courses along three different tracks for the Future is Digital Challenge. So we've got digital marketing fundamentals, business analytics fundamentals, and front-end web development fundamentals. So these are three different course tracks. Each course takes about 40 hours to complete using courses in Udacity. The courses themselves are really neat. You know, you might be thinking, I've seen a lot of those online courses and you get to print off a certificate at the end and mm-hmm. you never actually talk to a human being and kind of feels like a pass-through. These courses are not that. They are our online modules with 2 to 3 minute videos. You work on real world projects. So as you work your way through these foundational courses, you're building a portfolio of work that you're going to conclude this course with. There's also actual human expertise and support along the way. So you have people who are looking at your work, giving you feedback and helping you troubleshoot. So I think it really differentiates itself from a lot of the free online programs you can kind of Google around and find out there right now. So those three different courses are, again, in digital marketing, business analytics, and front-end web development. The Futures Digital Challenge opens these courses up for folks in certain counties, and you have from September 22nd all the way through November 5th to complete these. So you can really complete these at your convenience mm-hmm. on a self-paced basis. At the conclusion of that course, after you've done that and completed it, you can take a course assessment or a skills assessment. If you get a certain score on that skills assessment, you've now made yourself eligible for a fully scholarshiped 3-month nano degree. Again, along one of those same three tracks that we talked about earlier. It's really interesting how learning is changing. All of these courses, you know, they're not just theoretical things. As you're building these real-world projects through the duration of the foundational courses, they have been built in conjunction with industry leaders who know what skills they need their employees to have and what skills that they're hiring for. So these courses have been built in conjunction with industry leaders like Google and Facebook and GitHub and Slack and MailChimp. So they're highly applicable skills. And whether you're looking to add new skills to your resume or you're at a job and you think, wow, one of these skill sets could really help out, you know, the job that I'm doing right now, the way the courses are structured, very flexible in how you complete those hours. So we're really hopeful that they'll be helpful to both, you know, people looking to upskill in the region, as well as employers who, you know, want to support their employees in getting these new skills so that they can have a better impact on the job that they're doing every day.
It's amazing that, of course, we can do so much stuff remotely now, and all of these sort of jobs. These are a lot of jobs that you could do remotely, and I'm looking over some of them. Of course, a lot of it's probably over my head, but I'm looking at like search engine optimization and search engine marketing, and all of those things are big because if you do certain things in your website, when you type in Google, that makes sure that you're at the top of search results. All of this stuff is a big thing right now.
It really is. And it's so much that's happening in the background that I don't think you always realize as a consumer, but it's all very intentional on the part of, you know, a lot of these companies. So the skill sets too, I know I could apply all three of them to the job that I'm doing now. So I am having such a time deciding which one I'm personally going to take. but they all just look really, really valuable. I'm so excited. I've talked to a couple local employers too, and they're already carving out time for their teams to complete these courses on company time because they think that it's that valuable.
Wow. So if folks had questions or wanted to know more, what should they do?
Sure. They can check out that link that I'm sure you'll drop for the online webpage version of this. They can also drop me a line, Stacy@CodifyWorks.com. I'm always happy to visit with anybody about these. Make sure your comfort level is there. But really encourage local folks to take advantage. This is a great opportunity, especially right now, I think, when certainly doesn't hurt to feel that much better about your resume in the challenging times that we're all in right now.
Mm-hmm. Stacy, thanks very much for being with us today.
Dan, it's always a pleasure. Thank you.